Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 26, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 26 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for this testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 26. In this question, Ms. Elma writes an expression that needs to be rewritten in exponential form. Marjorie rewrites the expression as 6 to the third power. The student is then asked to explain why Marjorie's answer is incorrect and to rewrite the expression in correct exponential form. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response explains that the rewritten expression is incorrect because it shows the number 6 multiplied by itself 3 times. The original expression shows the number 3 multiplied by itself 6 times. In correct exponential form, the original expression should be rewritten as 3 to the 6th power. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response contains a clear and complete explanation of why the rewritten expression is incorrect, and the student has rewritten the expression in correct exponential form. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. In this paper, the student has provided a correct explanation, but has not rewritten the expression in exponential form. Let's move on to the third guide paper, another score point 1 response. Although the explanation is unclear, the student has provided the correct exponential form of the expression. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is a score point 0. This student has included the correct exponential form, but has stated that it is the same answer as 6 to the third power, which is incorrect, so this response receives no credit. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is another example of a score point 0. In this response, the explanation is incorrect and does not include the corrected exponential form. It also receives no credit. Please take a moment to review these 5 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 26, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 26. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 1. This student has correctly explained that the rewritten expression was not supposed to be switched around and has included the correct exponential expression. Therefore, this response earns a score point 2. In practice set 2, we find a partially correct response. Although the explanation provided is correct, the student has not rewritten the expression in exponential form. Like the second guide paper, this response receives a score point 1. Next is practice set 3. In this paper, the student has correctly explained why the rewritten expression is incorrect and has provided the correct exponential form of the expression. This complete and correct response earns a score point 2. Let's move on to practice set 4. This student's explanation is incorrect, and no corrected exponential expression is provided. Therefore, this response receives a score point 0. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 5. In this response, the explanation is correct, but the student has miscounted the number of 3's to arrive at 7 instead of 6 for the exponent. This paper only receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.